there with the ball, working that left to right as Miles takes it up back up top. Mountain Home playing a 2-3 zone defense. Once again, Miles swinging it on that left side to Winston. Back to the right to Evans, the point guard, running the offense for the War Eagles. Long three comes down. Foreman with the rebound, takes it down for Mountain Home. She drives, hands it in to Leah Jackson. She misses the bucket. And Evans comes down with the rebound for J.A. Fair. Dishes it inside to Samuels, and she hits the two off of the glass. Once again, we're coming to you from Cabot. Lady Bomber basketball. Husky to Yates on that left side. Long cross-court pass to Martin. Martin dishes it in to Foreman. Foreman drives, pivots, tries to kick it back out to Jackson. We're going to take a look at the starting lineup for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. You have the senior, number 10, Peyton Husky. Also, you have the junior, number 5, Leah Jackson. The junior, number 24, Emma Martin. The junior, number 33, Anna Grace Foreman. And the sophomore, number 30, Addison Yates. Turned over by the Lady Bombers. Fair with the basketball. Goes inside to Avery. She shoots it. Misses the basketball. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Bombers basketball. As Martin hands it in to Husky. Husky takes it down the floor. Once again, Lady Bombers working that left to right. Hands it in to Jackson. She drives to the paint. Shoots it off the glass. Hits the bucket. Her first 2 points of the game. 5-2. 5:39 left in this first period. It's great to be back here on Classic Hits 101.7 KTLO with Lady Bombers basketball. Avery with the ball. We have a backcourt called on J.A. Fair, and it'll be Lady Bombers basketball with 5:36 left in this first. Husky will inbound the ball to Martin. Martin running the offense for the Lady Bombers. Going to her left side once again. Husky takes the long three, puts it up, misses it. Jackson with the rebound inside the paint, kicks it out to Yates on the left side. She takes one bounce, puts it in. Addison Yates. She's got 5 points so far in this first period. 7-2, 5-10 left. Full court press going on by the Lady Bombers. Evans with the basketball, hands it off to Miles. Miles getting trapped by Anna Grace Foreman. She strips the ball away, takes it, and drives it into the paint for her first 2 points of the game. 9-2, 4:54 left in this first period. Down the court, J.A. Fair pushes the ball, finds Evans underneath the basket for her first 2 points. Makes it a 9-4 ball game with 4:42 left in the first. Yates with the basketball, works it to the left side. Jackson, nice bounce pass to Yates. Foreman to Martin. Martin on that right side. Puts it up, misses it. Yates with the rebound. She takes it, kicks it back out to Martin. Ball gets knocked loose. Deflects off of Evans' hands. We're going to have a substitution in. Kate Gilbert into the ball game. As Leah Jackson comes out, a sophomore. 5'10 sophomore. J.A. Fair with the basketball as Winston has it. She gets called for the double dribble. Another turnover by the War Eagles. 9-4 ball game, 4:18 left in this first period. Lady Bombers with a 5-point lead as Gilbert will inbound the ball. Finds Martin on that right wing. Wings it back to Gilbert. She loses it. Evans picks it up for the Warhawks. She drives all the way down, puts it up, misses it. Coming down with it is Miles, and then we're going to have where she's called out of bounds, and then we'll go back to the Lady Bombers with 4:06 left in this first. Martin with the basketball takes it down the court. No pressure being put on by J.A. Fair. Swings it on that right wing to Hussey. She pitches it in to Foreman. Hits the two. She's got 4 points in the game. We have a timeout call. We'll be back here with Classic Hits 101.7 and Lady Bombers basketball in 30 seconds.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
We're back here in Panther Arena, the Cabot Panther Classic, basketball classic going on, or basketball tournament going on here. J.A. Fair with the basketball as Evans takes it down the floor. Pressure being put on by Husky. She swings to her left-hand side, hands it off to Avery. She shoots it up, misses it, but Evans comes down with the rebound for the War Eagles. War Eagles working that ball on the left-hand side, tries to dish it in to Avery, but the ball is stripped away. Martin comes up with it to Husky, to Yates. Yates drives it in the paint, hits the two. Yates with 7 points so far in this ball game, make it a 13-4 ball game with 3:13 left in this first period. J.A. Fair with the basketball as Miles takes it down. She loses it. Yates goes in for it, gets the jump ball. It will stay with J.A. Fair. 9-point lead by the Lady Bombers. Samuels will inbound the ball. She's looking for somebody. She finds Evans up top. Evans, once again, the senior point guard for the War Eagles. Takes it, pushes it to her left-hand side. Hands it off to Miles. She shoots the long three, can't come up with it. Gilbert with the rebound, takes it down for the Lady Bombers, drives all the way down, puts it up, misses it, but she is foul on the drive. That foul is going to be on Turner Miles. Her first foul, second team foul. Gilbert to the line for two. She hits the first one. So we're going to have some substitutions for the Lady Bombers. Kyra Penn in for the game. Comes in for Anna Grace Foreman. ...15-4 ball game. Evans with the basketball for J.A. Fair. Hands it off to Miles. Miles shoots up the long three. Can't come up with it. On the rebound is Abby Martin, who is also into the game. Emma Martin puts it up. Can't come up with the basket. On the drive is Sanders for J.A. Fair. She goes and puts it up off the glass, and she's foul on the drive. And that foul is going to be on Kate Gilbert, her first foul. Mountain Home's first team foul. First free throw is up and good for Sanders. Leah Jackson into the game. Kate Gilbert coming out of the game. Second free throw's up and good as Sanders hits both of them. Make it a 15-6 ball game with 12:11 left in this first period. Emma Martin with the drive, hands it off inside to Penn. Penn loses it, but it looks like it's going to be deflected off of Avery's hands. So the ball will stay with the Lady Bombers underneath their basket. Abby Martin gets it in. Finds Emma Martin, puts up the long three, can't come up with it. Yates with the rebound, dishes it inside to Penn. 10 goes to kick it out to Jackson, but it's Evans comes up with it for J.A. Fair, is able to find Sanders. Sanders puts it up, hits the long two. 4 points in this game, make it a 15-8 ball game with 1:42 left in this first. Yates with the basketball inside the paint on that left side, goes, puts up the shot, misses it. Penn with the rebound, puts it back up. She misses it. Grabbing the ball for the War Eagles is Samuels with the rebound and finds Evans to take it down the court with 1:23 left in this first period. War Eagles working the ball, going left to right. Finding Sanders, swings it back over to Miles. Miles on that left wing. Kicks it back over to the right side to Evans. Evans goes inside, trying to cut to the basket. Samuels, she misses it, but Sanders gets the rebound, puts it back up, makes it a 15-10 ball game with 1:01 left in this first. We're going to take a 30-second timeout and be back here on the Classic Hits, 101.7 KTLO.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Tracy Strain back out here at Cabot, or Panther Arena, as they call it. I call it Panther Gymnasium. Anna Grace Foreman back into the game for the Lady Bombers. Hits the big two. She's got 6 points so far in this game. Makes it 17-10 with 41 seconds left in this first period. We got a loose ball on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball call. Possession should go to the Lady Bombers with 38.6 seconds left. Abby Martin will inbound it into Husky, who's back into the game. Finds Emma. Emma goes and drives on that right side. Looks like we're going to have a foul call on the floor, and it is. It's going to be against number 10, Jada Evans, with 31.3 seconds. Her first foul. Husky will inbound the ball on the base sideline. Finds Martin, kicks it up to Abby Martin, swings it to that top of the key as Husky tries to go inside. To Emma Martin, overthrows the ball, goes outside. Kate Gilbert comes in. Abby Martin comes out. It will be the Warhawks basketball with 22 seconds left. 6-point lead for the Lady Bombers as Evans pushes the ball up the floor. Goes to her left side, finds Samuels. Tries to go back inside, balls ricochet, but Evans is able to pick it up. Then we're going to have an offensive foul. No. No foul call. Lady Bombers basketball. Husky takes the long three, misses it, and that's the end of this first period, folks. It is the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 17, J.A. Fair 11. We'll be back here in 60 seconds on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.